Good morning, Big Chow Man. I wanted to show you this. This is a little pack of fucking assorted bolts. You see? And I have a genuine dislike of useless cunts and useless objects, you know? So what I did is I took this pack of bolts only. Oops. And I took them to the bolt shop, the fastener supplies, and what I did is I got a top and bottom washer for them and a lock nut for each and every one of them. So that makes them usable. Instead of those fucking devil worshipping bloody devil worshipping useless cunts. So that's what I mean. So you got a top and bottom washer. See, and now they're not just like hopefully high strength, you know, what are they called? Whatever, you know, fucking, I was going to say Umbraco bolts, but they're actually Allen key or hex head type bolts. Get the name of the fucking head on them, and so that means I've got, you know, a little breakdown sort of servicing kit of shit that I can use when things fall off or things need to be replaced, and they're all in metric. Funny about that. Nothing like having a Japanese car with metric threads on it and metric bolts to suit. Well, dear MGTOW men, see, you may not know this about, I like to wind people up, you know, the fundamentalists to say, you can't say that, well, I can, and I did, and I have, you know, but, you see, hello, Duck. Might be one of me old friends. Hello. Yeah. I'll try and drag up the photograph. But once I rescued a duck, a wild duck that had injured its wing, you know, for some, I don't know whether it was shot or it hit a fucking branch or whatever. You know, whether it was a bit of a shotgun pellet or something, but it was picked up some sort of injury to its wing. So I rescued it. And because ducks do fly at night, and they nest in the trees, they roost in the trees, yes. And they like water. I basically looked after this duck for about, you know, 5 or 6 days, I think. You know, and I fed it. And you know, I had a bathtub full of water, and you know, so there's water, water and duck shit everywhere. You know, but it was looked after. You know, and it was cared for, and it got better. Now, yeah, you know, I took good care of it. And as soon as its wing was sort of looking pretty good to me, and it was able to flap it and without pain and all this other sort of stuff, you know, or to flap its wings enough to sort of fly well, as in both its wings, including the damaged one. Yeah, I said, well, that looks all right to me. And then I let it go, you know. And what happens is ducks, I recall, they have a tendency to mate for life, I think. And yeah, a very touching sort of thing happened, very sort of emotional sort of connection. Is basically wild ducks really don't sort of, you know, they sort of acknowledge you and see you and pay you sort of due sort of respect, as in, you know, you're sort of something that probably would like to eat them, you know, for the most part. But yeah, I was in a place in the sort of forest not too far from home, and these two ducks, you know, they're going quack, 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 you know, and they circled me in a great big circle, and they did it 3 times. And I know that duck was talking to me, you know, and it was the duck that I'd rescued, so it flew round 3 times. It and its partner, they flew around 3 times to say thank you for looking after me, looking after us, looking after my partner, you know. And I never saw them again. And I think that's just how life goes, you know. You can't sort of, you know, you can't sort of, you know. One of the events in life that are really important, you know. So if you treat, like, you know, like dogs and cats and birds and frogs and lizards and you know, ants and spiders and all this sort of stuff, you treat them as sort of sentient beings that are alive, you know. They have knowledge, they have insight, they have understanding, you know. And to try and appreciate how they see the world from their perspective, you know. Yeah, it changes the relationships. And you know, it's still sort of I wouldn't call ruthless or lacking in ruth. I'd call it functioning by necessity, you know? The sort of eat or be eaten type mentality. Or the, you know, it's not a mentality, it's not like a sort of cruel and conscious sort of thing that, you know, you gotta eat, you know? And that's a sort of balance, you know? Everything wants to live, nothing wants to die, but everything sort of feeds on everything else. It's just how it goes, you know? So there was I, you know, Shane, friend of the ducks, which is good. One of the things was, you know, not a lot of people know this, but I'm actually Buddha. And, you know, I've just reincarnated so many times, and I'm not a copy of Buddha, I am Buddha, you know, because I've got the gut to prove it. And the double chin and the fucking ears, you know. God, the Buddha of infinite compassion, you know. And, you know, I was... I don't advocate taking drugs. I mean, you might need to take them to survive, you know, there might be shit going that's gone on in your life that's just too out of control, you know, like too off the fucking deep end, or too far off the deep end, and you don't have the fucking necessary life skills or awareness to sort of deal with it. You might have been raised really badly and there might have been a lot of bad things going on, and part of that sort of vicious equation is, you know, you get really fucked up, and the thing is that you're not, the other part of that sort of stuff is you get told that you're not allowed to ask, that you're not, you get told that A, you're not allowed to go and ask for help, and B, that no one wants to help you anyway. And C, you know, that you can't get help. You can't find people who want to help you help yourself. And no one wants to help you, and so therefore you have no hope and no future, you know. And that's the fucking dynamic of growing up in a really fucking toxic family, you know? Toxic culture, toxic environment, and there's all these cunts that want to spread their shit into your fucking mind and life, you know what I mean? Which is, you know, one of the reasons why I'm really sort of... I think there's some... good things about, you know, people and the organisations they create, and you know, and there's a lot of really fuck things about some people and the organisations they create, you know, and that can be sort of like a you know, and that can be sort of to create or participate in or to go along with, you know, that's what I mean, like to sort of create, to participate in, you know. It's not that they just did all the paperwork and everybody else joined up. It's like everybody, you know, who has either done the paperwork and who has joined up participates, you know. They participate in the emotional health of the organisation. And they also participate in the fucking dysfunction and deceit and the fucking bullshit of the organisation. And that means I basically am totally against things that sort of remove you from yourself, be it family or religions or fucking cultures or in-laws or bloody, you know, what we call in the internet age the influencer, you know, people who do this, do the job of trying to persuade you that you need this or that, you know what I mean? Or going back, you know, a little bit was, oh, fuck. He was just standing in the middle of the road. And he was little and he was small. And he looks or damaged. Baby magpie. Better go out and just get him off the road. Because he's little and he's squatting down.
Now there's better places to go.
Okay. Here he is. Yeah, it's one of those sort of difficult decisions. I don't know where its family's gone. Yeah, that's right. Ah, oh, there's a... You're into rescuing wildlife?
Sorry?
Are you into rescuing wildlife?
Oh, is that what you're
doing? Oh, there's a little magpie up there. The flippant cunt. Oh, it was good she stopped and helped and asked if I'm all right, but she didn't want to know about the magpie, you know. So one of the unpleasantries of life is, you know, that you got to sort of say, well, this is the natural order of things, you know. And I thought, yes, I could take it home. Yes, it would probably turn into a wonderful companion. Yes, I've got a house with two fucking cats who, like, you know, they're pretty fucking good hunters. And yes, I could train them. And I could do all the hypervigilance shit to make sure it doesn't get eaten. And the cats actually sort of adopted as a, you know, one of their sort of own. You know. And, you know, But if I leave it out here, well, this is its natural, this is, I think, that sort of thing. It's the, that's the natural order of things, you know, that if I leave it out here, it's probably going to die. And you know, and there's probably a big goanna, which is a, from, they vary from sort of small to about, I don't know, 3 feet long or so, or more, you know. It's like a metre or so long, but there's probably a big goanna or a snake or something out here that's going to fucking just look at that and go, yeah, that's dinner, you know, that's food. So, you know. And maybe that sort of thing is like, you know, I could come out with all this mystical sort of shit saying, oh, I was in the middle of the road and I was meant to find it and, or, you know, meant to rescue it and take it home and be happy, happy sort of creatures forever sort of stuff, you know. You could have, there's a lot of big equipment around. Ah, kiddies being dropped off to school, waiting for the school bus. Ah, the days. Let's check out the old broad. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, so that's the thing. You've got to sort of, you know, I don't like seeing things sort of die, you know what I mean? I don't like that, but this is life, you know? And if I say, well, your life is insignificant, it's not worth caring about, you know, it's not worth doing something to rescue you, you know what I mean, and give it a home and feed it and all this sort of stuff, but, you know, you can't rescue every stranded animal. Death is a part of life. There's a lot of fucking creatures. From the time that the sperm hits the egg, you're gonna die, you know? And people, you know, righteously or not, you know, they carry on about abortions. But most abortions are spontaneous, and most women never fucking even knew that they were pregnant. They just, you know, sperm meets egg, the fertilisation doesn't go well, or it's defective, or it gets rejected, or it doesn't take, or it can't implant, or whatever, and the, you know, the early stages of fetus, you know, a few divisions or whatever, out the cunt it goes, you know. So babies die all the time, you know. So I would have liked to have rescued the, you know, I would have liked to have rescued it, but like I can't be sort of, you know. It's obviously fallen out of its fucking nest. It's too young to fly, it's not going to make it, you know, but that's just how it goes, you know. Will its parents be around to sort of look after it? Apparently, I didn't see them, so, you know. So, yeah. Anyway, back to sort of the astral plane where I met Shirley MacLaine, you know. With the infinite compassion, with my infinite compassion, you know, that woman that was crying about being a single mum and how it's really fucking hard, and, you know, that's, you gotta be compassionate to a degree. You can't fix fucking everybody else. You can't save them from themselves, you know. And you can't sort of condemn them and saying, well, this is your lot in life, you know. So fuck off. But people have got to want to change, and people have got to fucking do what it takes to change, and they've basically got to have that awareness and the determination to say, well, the way I was raised and the people who influenced me, there's a lot of fucking cunts, you know, like these fucking shitbags in Antifa were raised badly, and these fucking commie bloody predators, these influencers, you know, have fucking taken control of bloody impressionable, soft-headed fucking children, you know, and turned them into little monsters, you know. It's not a bloody 2+2 effect. That's, how do I fucking put this in words? It's a compounding effect, you know, like compounding means it's like people understand money. People understand the flat interest rate of, say, 10%, right? So you borrow $1,000, you owe $100 in interest plus the $1,000. But a compounding rate of interest is, so you owe the $1,000 and then you owe $100 in interest, so that's $1,100. So if you don't pay it, then 10% of $1,100 is, you know, the next year it's going to be $1,210. You know, and the next year it's going to be 1,330, you know, and the year after that, it's going to be, 1,300 plus 130, that's 1,460, you know. That's what compounding interest is. And so when you get damaged people, this is not exactly fucking true in an exact sort of science, but you can't sort of, if a whole heap of being raised badly type issues, they cover all areas of your life, you know, from how you see yourself, what sort of people you're gonna believe, what sort of person that you're supposed to believe that you are, you know, and the only people you're going to know how to get along with are other sort of similarly damaged people, and you're all going to be living by the rules that damaged people live by, which was taught to them by their fucking families, you know. You know, so when I see that woman, she's in there crying, going, oh, why do I have to be the bad mother and all this sort of shit. You know, I think as people, we need, you can't take responsibility for this person's decisions and actions and what that leads to. you can't take responsibility for trying to sort of you can't take responsibility for this, for trying to help this person overcome their difficulties, you know what I mean, and their bad beliefs about who they are and how they're supposed to operate in the world as fed to them by their parents and the fucking assholes in society, you know, and all the other damaged people who also live by the damaged people rules, you know, from damaged, crazy, fucked up families, you know. You can't do that for them, but you can plant seeds, you know, you can say, well, you know, that there are opportunities to change, you know, and it's up to you to take them, and it's up to you to push on through, and it's up to you to keep on at it, you know. You know, and they have both got to want to change, and they have both got to do what it takes to change. You can't do it for them, you know. So that's where the sense of, being the infinite compassionate one, you know, and, you know, giving a bit of kindness, a bit of love and care for everybody type stuff, but also saying, well, the result, I can't live their lives for them, they've got to do it themselves, and, you know, putting in a little bit of time and a little bit of effort, you know, into sort of showing them the way through their issues, you know. And I remember this woman who shall remain nameless because she's such a vile fucking piece of shit, you know, nasty. You know, nasty as fuck, you know. You know. Just toxic, you know. It's really good when there's lockdowns because there's no fucking traffic. Ah, fuck, love it. So, what happens with her? I'll give you like a key way, a little sort of neural sort of pathway into her mind. This is how this fucking bitch operates. Well, what happened was, you know, up until the point where I got a car, I was a fairly average push bike rider, you know. And this chick was getting fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter, you know, where she worked, you know. And I said, I came into her where she worked one day and I said, what an absolutely lovely morning. Great for a bike ride, you know. And, you know, you can sort of, with a lot of people, you don't actually have to hint. You don't have to play games, but you can approach the issue of her being turning into a fat fucking bloody potato obliquely. That means like side on, you can't see it coming, you know what I mean? And so I said, what a fucking absolutely fabulous morning for a bike ride, you know? And I said to her, you know, do you like bike riding? And she goes, oh, well, and I said, do you have a bike, you know? And she goes, oh, it's at home with flat tires in the garage, you know? And so I said, have you ever thought about riding it to work, you know? And this is like about 3 blocks away, you know? It's like, that's a sort of distance that it's not even worth. I think that there's people who I'd like to absolutely fucking kick just for being so fucking lazy that they can't get out the push bike and just ride 2 or 3 blocks to the shops, you know? They drive the car there and they drive the car back, you know? Whereas I refuse to do that because you've got to heat up your engine to drive out all the condensation. So, you know, you really sort of, your dispersants and detergents and acid neutralizing type compounds in the oil don't get consumed, converting all the condensation that goes into the oil and converting it to sludge and shit, you know what I mean? That's why if you heat your engine up and only take it for long fucking drives, your engine oil, the products in it, you know, detergents, dispersants, things to alkalize and things to sort of, they last a long time, you know? And your engine doesn't get eaten out from acids and sludge, you know? From all the constant short trips where the engine never ever heats up. So, or enough to drive all the condensate out, you know? And so that's why I don't drive short trips. I just fucking refuse to do it, you know? Or if I have to, I make the point of, you know, letting the engine run for a bit longer and driving a few extra Ks to get the engine up to temperature, you know? And so anyway, I said to this woman, I said, what a lovely morning for a bike ride, you know? Do you like riding push bikes? And, oh fuck, she's such a shithead. So I said to her, I said, you know, you got a, do you have a push bike? And she goes, oh yeah, it's sitting in the garage with flat tyres. I said, well, it's not hard to fix. Have you ever thought about riding to your bike to work in the morning, you know? You know, I mean, it's only 3 blocks from her place to work. And it's flat, you know. And she says, oh, what do I want to do that for? That's why I've got a car, you know. And I thought, I looked at it and I thought, you fucking fat, fucking retarded, fucking lazy piece of shit. You know, you can't even get your fucking push bike, you know, to get the tyres and get all that sort of sorted out so you don't get punctures from all the bloody bindies. Bindies is a type of thorn that grows in Australia, you know. But you can, you know, you can protect your fucking, you can buy tyres with puncture sort of proofing belts in them, you know, and basically you never have fucking punches from bindies ever again. But I thought, you fucking lazy, apathetic, fucking brain dead cunt of a woman, you know. I just sort of looked at her and smiled and, okay, well, that's the way you want to play it, you know. Don't get the bike operating so it's, you can't get punches, make no effort to fucking ride to and from work. Yeah, it's just 3 blocks, 3 blocks each way, you know? And so I just smiled at her. You know, thinking, what a, you're such a fucking loser. You're a dead shit. And she is, she's real fucking Jesus, you know? But that's her whole mindset, you know? Just F for failure. Fat failure. So anyway. I forget how I diverted off onto that tangent, but, you know, there's some people, you know, they're not going to respond to anything. Most people might consider what you have to say. Most people won't. And most people don't. They don't want it, you know. It's either they're just fucking lazy or the brainwashing from their parents and the influences and their society and their community and their peers, all their friends, you know, are going to say, well, why would you want to change? And if you change, then you won't have us for friends. And if all your friends are fucking losers, you know, then, and you want to be a loser too, of course you're going to stick with them, you know. I've made that mistake. You know, but they were the only people who I had any kind of connection with were people who were, when I was younger, who were dealing drugs. Who were dealing drugs and being shitheads, you know what I mean? And just fucking assholes and idiots, you know? And, so that was the whole thing, you know? I made decisions, life-changing decisions, based upon that was need, you know what I mean? The only you have to have a connection with people, you know? And, one of the things about AA and Alcoholics Anonymous and all these other sorts of, you know, similar sorts of fellowships, is that you get kind of encouraged to get a personal and private sort of confidant and advisor, you know, to get someone on your team, you know, to help you. But like I say to people, I say, look, I'm not here to help you. I'm here to help you help yourself, you know, it's up to you, you know. And what happened was one of my old sponsors, my darling old gay friend Les, he was really good, you know. And I was having shit fits about, I was part of this sort of cycling group, and I was having shit fits about this woman who, she was just a retarded cunt, you know. She wouldn't, I was nice to her, but she absolutely fucking, you know, puckered up her bloody anus and absolutely refused to even acknowledge me or talk to me. Or fucking respond to me, like say, hi, how you going? And she just pucker up her asshole and just, you know, say nothing. And I thought that was, I'm just having these multiple streams of thoughts. And one of the things was that, you know, I could say that, well, that's just rude. That's disrespectful. You know, that's just being a fucking spastic cunt for some fucking reason, you know what I mean? But it's only if I fucking take it like that. That's one thing, you know. You know, it's only a personal issue if I choose to make it a personal issue. But what darling old Leslie used to say, he said, well, if she doesn't want to talk to you, she doesn't have to. And, you know, if you're dealing with, okay, so I'm dealing with a fucking kook with an attitude, you know, okay, she wants it to be just fucking rude, you know, just, you know. You know, you run into her often enough and you try to make small talk and she just clams up and refuses to say anything. And that's just, you know, that's not the sign of an emotionally sort of healthy or mature kind of a person. It's some fucking person who's either just a rude cunt or they've got issues or something, but whatever, it's not my problem, so stop making it your problem, you know? And so that was my old, my darling old sponsor, Leslie, you know? And, you know, so, you know, I'm immensely grateful for all the people who have been my sponsors, you know? All of them. Some of them were not much, you know, in the way of, you know, capable type stuff, you know what I mean? And some of them were. And some of them were really good in some ways and not others, you know what I mean? And, you know, so there's a whole variety. But what I did is I sort of... what I did was I just sort of latched onto them. I learned everything that I could from them and developed those relationships as far as I could. And then I moved on, you know? I kind of view that sort of recovery is like a process. It's like going to school. You go to grade one, then grade two, then grade three, then grade four. So you need different teachers with different fucking skills, you know? So it's like that with sponsors, you know? Different advisors. You know, different confidants, you know, who can help me to help myself. And, you know, so you learn. And, and I think that's really important. I'm having imaginary conversations with fucking, you know, people that aren't there. Because there's so many issues I can talk about, you know. And, what a great time, you know, this... I mean, fuck this lockdown bullshit, you know. Oh, my God, there's, you know... this whole fucking global scammerona type shit of exterminating the population, you know, with these bullshit vaccines. Oh, they give you immunity. Well, no, they don't. And instead of one shot for life and you're right for life, and then it's one shot every year, and then it's one shot every fucking, you know, four times a year, and then it's taking a couple of pills a day. Where does the fucking bullshit stop, you know? And all the people who are getting these shots, there's lots of fucking just dreadful complications, you know? And the what I call the global global blood clot depopulation shot, you know, is just going to murder millions, you know? Billions. Basically, every dumb cunt who's dumb enough to get this, and these fucking asshole fucking politicians, you know, you can give them, you know, you give people $5 or $10 worth of drugs, and they'd be fucking right, you know. Basically it's quinine, and what's the other one? quinine, zinc, vitamin D and a couple of other things, and basically everybody fucking gets, you know, everybody who gets sick with this shit comes right, you know. But everybody that they intubate and put on ventilators dies, you know. So the vaccine is killing people because it's toxic, you know, and it's causing all these dreadful fucking complications, you know, in a lot of people, you know, and they could have just, you know, this bullshit and the governments, this is why the fucking Australian government, I reckon these cunts should be fucking dragged out and beaten to death with cricket bats, you know, you know. They're killing millions of people. And they're going to kill millions of people. A fucking evil genocide type mentality. And this is why I say that those family of origin issues and cultural issues, they're all these little communist mind fuck assholes, you know. You know, oppressing people into conformity and stuff, you know. So you get the likes of these fucking cunts of politicians and the likes of fucking Antifa and BLM and all these other... And it's like with the Abbos in Australia, you know. These cunts have been indoctrinated with this communist bullshit. I remember bloody... Oh, this fucking Noel Pearson, you know, he was, you know, I just said, you know, he'd come out with all this shit, he'd go, oh, well, comrades, you know, we're of the proletariat and fucking rah-de-rah-rah, you know, all this bloody communist speak. And I said, I contacted him, and I said, look, mate, you got to fucking knock off this commie bullshit and start talking like a normal person, because no one is your fucking comrade, and talking all this we the proletariat against the oppressive fucking white man and fucking da 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 da. I said, you're just a dumb cunt who's full of shit, you know, so stop talking all this fucking crap, you know. So he did, you know. Because I do have that effect on people, you know. Yeah, so, you know. So we've got all these fucking commie sellouts, you know. And I must admit, I was brainwashed with this shit, you know, this fucking... Oh, you know, fucking... Oh, green... Oh, fucking coal and oil, fossil fuels, bad, 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 bad. Oh, fuck, you know. And, you know, I've toned down a lot, you know, from that sort of stuff. Basically, you know, what sort of concerns me is the acidification of the ocean through all the CO2 and pollution. That's a real issue, you know, generally. And, yeah, so back to that sort of weeping woman saying, I don't want to be the bad mum who was yelling at him and stuff like that, you know. I mean, how in the hell can you have healthy relationships if you don't know how, you know? And of course you've got to be picking, you're saying, well, you shouldn't have, you know, all these fucking people, both men and women of either gender, you know, they're all out there howling her down going, oh, well, you fucking idiot, you shouldn't have been picking guys who are fucking real idiots, you know? You know, if you don't know any better, how can you fucking do any better, you know? That's the trap. And that's where, as I, is the Buddha of infinite compassion, laying down the law. Quit being fucking cunts, you know. Try to be a bit compassionate and try to help other people out who don't know how to get out. Of course, you've got to leave the results up to them, but, you know, because it's not your responsibility to fix them, but you can help them. You know? I got a car with a dark windscreen sitting up my arse at a reasonable sort of distance. It could be just someone who's just using me as a pace vehicle, you know. Or it could be some sort of law type agency, you know, sitting up my arse, you know. You're a fucking terrorist. We've identified you as a terrorist. You know. So they're tracking me by my phone, you know, from the towers and all this sort of stuff, and, you know. Oh, he's going to Bendigo, he's probably trafficking drugs and explosives, oh, you know. Oh, you're not supposed to say that if you've got these premiers and fucking whatevers, get the prime minister and the premiers and all these fucking health department retarded cunts, you know, that they're actually making a lot of people, them and the advertising agencies and the media and the fucking health departments and that they're all colluding to fucking feed shit to people to take the jab. Take the jab that's causing a lot of problems. It's killing people, you know. And their medical intervention process is killing people. And they're banning ivermectin and quinine and other sorts of drugs that knock this shit on the head, you know. So they're putting them into hospitals and killing them, and they're putting them into concentration camps and fucking locking them up forever type shit, you know. You know. You say, oh, well, if they're killing a million people, well, fuck, you know. These cunts should be just fucking used for fucking target practice. It should be just fucking, you know, murdered or hung or shot or be clubbed to death on fucking sight, you know what I mean? It's not like there's, it's not like, you know, some kid was riding down the footpath really fast and they just happened to back out of a driveway, you know, and the kid didn't see him, the car slowly pulling out from behind the bushes and stuff, and the kid was riding on the footpath and then went whack into the thing and came off and broke their neck or whatever, you know what I mean? That's one thing, you know. Sometimes you can prevent things, but sometimes just shit happens, you know. And, you know, that's one sort of death. But when these are promoting a fucking systemic annihilation of vast amounts of people with, you know, a toxin, you know, to say that these cats should be just fucking burned alive, you know. Fuck him, you know. Oh my God, we've got to put him under surveillance. Oh my God, he's a terrorist. Oh my God, he's a fucking dangerous person, you know. Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, you know. Fuck off. You know. So anything that the cops do, oh fuck, on with the lights. nothing surprises me. Down here today for a quick food run. The local supermarket charges, I think, $4.50 for a 1/4 of a kilo of cheese, and I can buy cheese down here at $8 a kilo, you know. So you start to do that sort of thing, you know, where it's like foods are, you know, it's like you can buy fucking, say, you know, those dips, you know, hummus and what are they called? You know, it's got cucumbers and fucking cheese and shit, you know what I mean? Or yogurt. I forget the name. There's all these dips that they want, you know, $4.54 for 200 grams, but you can buy, like, just on the hummus type stuff, you can buy, what is it? You can buy hummus, like, about $6.50 a kilo. Or you can buy, you know, pay $4.50 for 200 grams, you know. So in a sense, you know, you can say, well, I'm not paying your fucking prices for a lot of things, you know. I will do on, you know, when I'm really low on groceries and, you know, and I need a meal, you know, like I need enough food to get me through a day or two until I can go shopping big time. But other than that, fuck it, you know, you don't get the business. You know. We get cheap meat, we get sort of meat that turns out to be, you know, you can buy it, say, $16 a kilo elsewhere. And, you know what they're charging is like $28 a kilo for the same shit, you know. Not paying it, not buying it. You run your supermarket like a fucking supermarket and not like a bloody boutique. I better check. Yeah, I better fucking concentrate on